Hot dogs and marshmallows.
From learning a black gemara when bechedus, besides bechedus, daf lamed dalin of an aleph. So we had a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar, and we're trying to say that the reason why they're arguing about it, whether by a suffix truma, we're not sure if it became tamei or not tamei, whether you still have to protect it or not, is whether you read the word as truma say plural. You have to watch two trumas, including a suffix truma, guard it, make sure it doesn't come definitely tamei. Or we say, and Rabbi Elazar says, you go after the way it's read. Or do you say truma si? Rabbi Shu holds my truma singular. Only vade truma you have to mishmeres, you have to guard, but not suffix truma. Says he would have a problem with that. Remember that Rabbi Elazar, so it comes out from you. The conclusion is Rabbi Elazar holds yesh ein lemikri. You follow the way it's read, not the way it's written. But I mean, that's a question. Talks about if a guy sold his daughter off as a maid, as a maid, and the person marries the balabas, which is the mitzvahs, that the master should marry her. But I mean, we learn it says in pasuk there that he cannot sell her again. Could be big day ba. What is the word be big day is written without a yud. So big day ba. Kivan shepidish ta'alisei olel. The moment you marry her, you put a beged on her. If let's say the master marries her and weds her, so she's now free, she's a wife, and then 2 weeks later he divorces her, goes back to her father because she's underage. The father has no longer right to sell her. But why? Because it says a big day ba. Divi rabbi kiva. Rabbi Elazar says, we don't look at the way we read it, we look at it the way it's written. And how is it written? He betrayed her because he sold his daughter. And you know what we learn from here? That once you sell your daughter, even though she gets married or whatever, she's set free, you cannot sell her a second time. But if she got married to somebody and then she was divorced, you could sell her. So Rabbi Elazar says, you go after Mercedes. And a minute ago, he said, he goes after Mikra. Once he betrayed her, you know what they're arguing in. What's the Mishra Blazer? Not about Mercedes or Mikra, but rather those that truma which you can eat that you have to protect the Mishmeres. If you cannot eat it because it's a suffix, it's Tamei, Loi Tishma, there's no mitzvah in protecting anymore, regarding it. Rabbi Elazar, Hanami Ruihi. It could be raw. It's a suffix because you don't know what happened. But Shema Yovi Liyovi Tanana. Liyovi might come along and say that it's tired. Or no, somebody might come along and tell us that it never came to me. There's two Rav Shimon's. Rav Shimon the Mishnah and Rav Shimon the Raisa. Rav Shimon the Mishnah says that if there's in Hakazas Dam, if there's a mum in the animal already because there's a blood clot, you can go ahead and make another mum whatsoever and you can sell it a shechter based on that mum. And you can make a mum there. Then we have Rav Shimon the Braisa. Rav Shimon says in the Braisa, that the Mishnah Rav Shimon doesn't mention you can shecht based on that mum. Rav Shimon the Braisa says you can even shecht based on that mum. So, Elaim Rav Shimon must listen, and the word of the Mishnah is, because it's Dov Shem is Kavan, your intention is not to make a mum an animal, you want to save the animal, it's dying, because that is blood clot. Ad Hashtar, Le Ashmin, Shmuel, didn't we know already Dov Shem is Kavan, Mutu, what if Tamil the Lach Rav Shimon, Vod Abchi Bar Ashi, Barav Halach Rav Yehuda, Abchi Bar Ashi, said name of Rav, the Lach Rav Yehuda, Vod Achon Bar Ashi, Shmuel, name of Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon, Nochmer, Abchi Bar Ab, Ovim, we just had a few days ago. Masni learns it without any title before. But like God, any people, Rav Halach Rav Yehuda, Shmuel, Halach Rav Shimon. El Rav Shimon the Braisa, Rav Shimon the Braisa, that not only are you allowed to go and extract the blood, but you're allowed to shecht the animal on the base, and that mummy you just made. But Rav Shish Rav Yehuda Masla, had you clearly, Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Rav Shimon the Braisa. Says the Mishnah, we know you're not allowed to inflict a mum on your b'choyir. What happens? You did. Whatever you did. So min ha-toyda, the animal is mutter. Now the fact is it's a mum. You shouldn't have made it a mum, but it did. So now the animal is mutter. Rabban will step in and they are not going to allow that. So what are they going to do? Machlekes. Ha-toydim oizim b'choyir. If you cut an ear by a b'choyir, so now you made it a mum. By the Mishnah about him, ha-reize lo yishchot elamis. Even if a contract other mum, we're going to penalize you, this animal can never be geshochten. This is how to prevent people from being tempted to inflict a mum on their animal. Because now he knows the big risk. If he gets caught out, he'll lose the animal permanently, so maybe he won't play around. He'll wait till the animal gets a real mum. However, no. You cannot rely on this mum. But what happens if generally another mum appeared naturally? Then you can check based on the second mum. No, but we're not going to let you allow you to benefit from the first mum. But if there's another mum, we will allow. So the Rabbanan are much more relaxed. So this guy here, according to the Rabbanan, might want to take a risk. He said, what do I have to lose? I'll try to make a mum. I get away with it, fine. If I don't, I'll have to wait anyway for another mum. So what do I lose? But Rabbi Lezer says, no, we completely asir. It says the Gemara, Mikondis, Rabbi Lezer La'ilam, where do we find Rabbi Lezer make such a strong penalty that forevermore this animal is no longer being able to be eaten? But Rabbi Lezer asked a question. We learned, you know, by if a guy has tzaras, the din is you're not allowed to cut off your own tzaras to be tied. Misha Hoyso Lloyd Behedes, he had a tzaras, a niktatzah. He peeled it off. By, you know, it wasn't intentional. We remember having more in Shabbos there, but by Bris Mila, the Esav Mila pushes away the Isra of removing a tzaras. This guy did it unintentionally. Tired. Then the fact is you no longer have a tzaras. It's tired. What about Kotzazel? You did deliberately, Miss Gavin. You deliberately removed the tzaras. What do we do now? Is Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Lekshiyulunloy, Nega Achad, you're tired. Rabbi Lezer says, okay, we cannot, this spot, we don't know if it ever became Torah or not, so he cannot align it, but if he has another tzaras appearing somewhere else on his body, and then that tzaras disappears, we're going to allow him to become Torah, because we're going to say, probably the first tzaras also would have been disappeared by now. So now what he doesn't say, we're going to continue forevermore. However, the Chachamim say, Ad shetifle b'kula, you have two, no. Chachamim say we ask it forever. There's only two ways you can get out of it. Either your entire body becomes tzaras. Remember we learned before, the entire body is tzaras. If kula is nega, then there's toiru. So then it doesn't matter that you hit the previous tzaras. It's not there anymore. The whole body is subsumed by this new tzaras. You become toiru. Or that the first tzaras, before you peeled it off, reduced to less than the size of this gris, of this bean. Otherwise, your tummy forever. So here we see Pufaket. The Rabbanan say we penalize you forever. And Rabbi Lezer is the one who has the Rachmanis and says, when you have another tzaras, we can go. What's going on here? Is Rabbi Yeshua Tavai, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua both answer together. Ki konis Rabbi Lezer. When does Rabbi Lezer come across so harshly? When it comes to his money, they're very harsh. Why are they very harsh? Because you say to yourself, what do I have to lose? Anyway, I have to wait for a mum. So I'll put this on woman. If I get away with it, great. If I don't get away with it, I'll have to have another woman. No, that's what I have done in the first place. So what I have nothing to lose. When it comes to his goof, we're going to say we're not going to penalize because there's no way he's going to do it. Because what's he going to do? If he takes away his tzaras and we tell him you got to wait till another tzaras appears and goes away. How does he know another tzaras will appear? He's taking out a big gamble. He is going to remove his tzaras. If he doesn't do nothing, there's a good chance that the tzaras eventually will disappear. If he removes it, the Chacham will say, that's it. You are tummy until another tzaras appears and goes away. How does he know another tzaras will come about? So he's not going to jeopardize himself because the tzaras has to stay outside the machne. There's a lot of repercussions here. So, he will do it because he has nothing to lose. Maybe he'll take that risk, that gamble. No. Amar Rava, so Rava said, "No, okay." He said to his Rebbe, "Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, Kasha. You asked a question for Rabbi Lezer, and he gave a good answer. Oh, but Rabbanon, Kasha, and Mishnah Rabbanon were very tempered. They said, okay, it's only the next move you can go out.' And over here they say forever. How you explain that? Ella, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, not a Kasha, Kiddushanin, like you just answered. Oh, but Rabbanon, Ami, like Kasha, also not a problem. Why? Hocha b'mayda over kanzu. In each case, we penalize it what you did." So hocha b'mayda ovid consume. Over here, we penalize you what you did. B'maya chavin l'shaya. How did you intend, in the case of the b'chor, how did you intend to let your animal go? With this mum. So we're telling you, with this mum, you cannot rely. Wait another mum. So what do we do? What do we say? You gain nothing from what you did. That's what the knas is. You achieve nothing by what you did. So therefore, b'hai mum consu rabbonon. You wanted to rely on this mum that you inflicted on the animal. We're telling you, you cannot rely. The b'hai mum lo yishli. Okay, so therefore, if a new moon comes around, it's fine. Mashenkein, over here, the Maida Ovid Kansua. What you wanted to do, we continue. Why? You wanted to remove the peel away the tzaras in order to be tired. Be tired. So what we're going to do is, we're going to say that you never removed it away. The tomb is always there. You prove to us they've gone away. So we're eliminating what you achieved. In the case of tzaras, the consequence is your tummy forever. Because we know there was a tzaras there. We don't know if it went away. And you took it away. That's it. We're going to penalize you. That what you did, you didn't achieve anything. So now you are stuck. Yeah, says he went right. No, as if the tzaras is still there. But what Rabbi Lezer says, that if you removed it, your toy, when he says toy, Rabbi Lezer says, as soon as you have another nega, you can rely on the second nega. It goes away, you can rely on it. So the question is, how do we understand Rabbi Lezer? Is the pshat as soon as the second nega appears, you're tired from the first one? Or when you become tamei from the second neger, at the same time you become tamei from the first one. Now, by that man of community, either way, you're still tamei. We'll see. Very interesting enough community. Boy, the papa is the pshat. Yitoy he tanan, as soon as the second nega appears. It says, you will know negach, yitoy he man, you become toy straight away, right now, at this instant, even though you're tumbling from the second nega. You're toy from the first one. Oy vi yitoy, or future tense, when you will become toy from the second nega, you will become toy from the first one. If anyone might have community, either way, you're tumbling. What's the community? Oh, big enough community. We know that there are certain cases that if a person has a saras, under certain circumstances, we'll tell them, don't come here, wait a week. If a yomtiv is coming in, we say, don't do before yomtiv, wait till after yomtiv. If you're about to get married, you wait till after shor brachas. So if the vart is you're still tummy from the first one until the second one is cleared up, what's the point of delaying it after yomtiv? You're tummy anyway. From the first one. What's the point of delaying it after the chasna? You're tummy from the first one. But if the vart is as soon as the second one comes about, the first one is tired. So as soon as the second one came about, we say, okay, you're tired from the first one. But we're not going to judge the second one until after Yom Tov, until after Chasna. So big difference.
Which means that he would have been... Now, we're
talking about the next case. Kotzot, Miskaven. Rabbi Leza says there, Sheyulad le'nega acha yita hei hei menu. So how do you understand that? Says the Gemara, Lamayin of Kamino is a different L'choshen shenida by nega Choshen that saw a tzeras. It's not really choshen shenida by nega Choshen that saw a tzeras. Nisle zayin yomim lo, you give him 7 days for him, L'tzelisa, for his clothing, for his talis, for his tzeras, his clothing, all the chsusle, or there's other things that he has to cover himself with. V'chein v'rega yomtev osa, nois lo kemere g'di ta'a yomtev. Na iyam let yitza tnan. If you learn Yitor, Mikamaisa Toile. So for the first one, as soon as he has a second one, right away, as soon as the second one was born, we say, you no longer tell me from the first one. And regarding the second one, the Basrai said, Natan, we will wait, Zayim and Mishta, we'll wait, the Shavu Brachas or the Yom Tov. Eli Amr, the Yitor tonight, doesn't become Toile from the first one until he becomes Toile from the second one as well. So then, even if you say, look, it's Yom Tov is delayed, anyway, tell me from the first one, so what's the point of delaying it? You'll judge the other one straight away. My teku, shver kasha teku, they all come and answer it. This is a very serious question. We have in three places in the Shas, and it's big machlekes, and actually in Al Treb Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchas Pesach, the Noid Yehuda, the Chok Yaakov, all about. I'll tell you what the case there is. Boy, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zayda, Tzoidim Oizim B'Pchoy. What happens? You made an incision in the ear of the Pchoy, so we cancel you of a mace. You, the one who did it, died. The question is a general question. When you cancel somebody for doing an act that he should have done, do you cancel the person or the chefzer or the object? And my nav kamin, if he dies and the ears take over, do they have to follow through with this knas, or they say, look, you didn't do anything wrong, we're not going to cancel you? Who do we levy the knas on?
Some chayfetz becomes awesome.
Exactly. Ma'u liknis b'noi achrof. Do we penalize the son afterwards or not? Im tim tzalayim. Now we have another case, for example. In each of these cases, in that sugya, we discuss it. Moichir av the dinners we had in Margit, you know, I'll sell a slave to a goy because you're denying him all the mitzvahs. A slave has a din of a yid, at least of a woman, and you're denying him all the mitzvahs. You have a chiv to buy him back and pay even 10 times the amount that you sold him for to release him. Moicher av, and you have to set him free. Moicher av the chavim the mace, and he died. The question is, do they also have to pay that multiple times to release him or not? The chol yem of the yem of killing mitzvahs over there. You can argue that maybe it is different because every day you're denying this person the opportunity to do mitzvahs. It's an ongoing problem. Therefore, we're going to cancel maybe the children as well. No raya to the case of the b'choy, that if the guy was tzoyed and the b'choy, that we're going to cancel the children. Okay, im tim tzolayim, and if you want to say, kivim malachta b'moyer, a guy, the din is behind more cotton, that on chalamoyer, you're allowed to work as dovra of it, you have no choice. What about you have people that know that on chalamoyer they have more free time on their hands, so they deliberately leave some work behind for chalamoyer to take care of the books then, take all those things then. We're going to penalize that person that he cannot do any work on Chol HaMoed or benefit from it. What happens? He died right before Yom Tov. The question is, do we pass it on to the children? So if you want to say, we do not pass on to the children, again, there's no reflection on B'chor. You know why? Because over there, the pearl, nothing happened wrong. When does it become wrong? Only when Yom Tov comes around, Chol HaMoed, and he sits down and starts doing the work. But this guy died. We know what his intention is, but the intention is not an Aveda. And he died out of Yom Tov. So nothing happened. Maybe that's why you don't penalize the kids. So what happens about B'chor here? It's not as bad as an Eved, but it's not as good as the case of a Yom Tov. Sort of in between. Im Timtzele, Mekiva, Melachtim, and we've intended to do Melacha and Chalamoid. But Mason, he died before Yom Tov, like Kansu, Bnei Acha. We don't penalize the children. We should learn of the Li Suda. It happened, On Chalamoid. The Rabbonin made a knas. We're talking about knasim. When Rabbonin levy a knas, trying to work out who did they levy it on the object? This object you left behind to do Cholamoid, that no one can touch it now because you left it behind, or they penalized, they canceled the person himself who behaved this way. So even over there you want to say they canceled the person, is no raya. Aveda hasn't happened. Of the Lesuda didn't do anything wrong yet.
So if this person himself said, I'm sitting in society for Cholamoid, and the person doesn't do it,
that's right.
Still got a
class on. No, that's what he's doing.
He didn't know anything.
That's exactly what we're saying. It's exactly what we're saying.
Exactly. So he hasn't done a full name.
So therefore, you can argue over there the knas is on the person. But Shenkin, Tzayin Ba'ezin is in between. So what do we do? Hachamai. That's the Shaila. Lidi Dei Kansur Rabbanan. Well, Lesse. He's no longer around, so therefore the children can enjoy the B'chayr, the Chamayr. The B'chayr. Idilmol the Mamayna Kansur Rabbanan. The knas is levied on the Chayfetz. Well, Isa and the Chayfetz are around. That's the question. Now, where it comes to whole machlekes is if a person dies ere Pesach acha chatzais and did not mevayer his chametz, and we know that chametz sheover all of a Pesach, any chametz that went through a Pesach, the chacham kansen that it's osir. He dies. The children inherit his liquor store. Can they? What happens here? Do we kansen the person? Or do we kansen the liquor? And if the children cannot have the person no longer here. And Nochmed, there the question goes more. Are they over on Pesach for having chametz? Ain other moedish knas, you know, whatever. Isa to children.
They live in the other city. They don't know their father passed away 5 minutes before Yom Tov.
So you still have good tshuva. You know, better. Even though it's b'shegig, but ain't it.
I'm saying the knas. You can't.
Yeah, so the okay issue. The issue there is whether the Isa can pass on to the children and then whether there's a knas. Omlay, so he said to him, I'll give you a fourth place to Nesu. We learned. Sod a field, let's say there was weeds, but they were already detached and they spread around the field, and you went ahead and you sorted out, you pulled out the weeds. They didn't. We're not going to penalize you, even though you shouldn't do any avoid and shmita tizra lamatzoy shvius. Why? Because it's not considered a chosh of avoid. The weeds already were detached. You just pull them away. No big deal. Take a rake and you clean them up. But if, let's say, you decide to fertilize it, let's say you either fertilize it, you put a whole bunch of fertilizer there, or nidaida, you brought a whole bunch of animals to sit on the farm that they should do their thing there and defecate, so that will be used as fertilizer for the farm. And this you did it for a couple of months, so there's a lot of work involved, a lot of thought. Then we penalize you, you cannot plant mitzvahs. And yet we have a rule. Hey, Tiva of a mace, this guy did it, but he died. The question is, the children, do we penalize them that they cannot plant the eighth year or not? This week's parsha is all about this. Hey, Tiva of a mace, b'noi zoida, the children do not get penalized. What is he from here? Alma was he clear from here? Lady Day kontu rabbanon, librela kontu rabbanon. That we only asked him. We don't ask the children. In other words, it's a levy. The knas is on the person who misbehaved, not on the actual object. Amar Abaye says Abaye, so Naktina, and the rule is the same thing we had in Margitin. If somebody goes ahead and throws a sheretz into somebody else's food, so I ruined your food, now it's all tamei. It's, remember, you remember, it's called the Hezek She'en Nikir Machlik, is Rav and others, whether Hezek She'en Nikir Shema Hezek and not Hezek. And there, if the one who holds it's not a Hezek, still you have to pay, it's a knas. So, yeah, the person should go, I hate you, I'm going to go and ruin your food. I'm going to throw a tamei, yeah. So therefore, there's a knas there. So what about teammate Tahar is a mess? The guy did it. It was Matame the Tahar of somebody else. And there's a knas that he has to reimburse the guy. And he died. Like Kontzum and Achra, based on what we just said right now, we will not levy a knas on the children, my timer, because the whole thing is under our bonnet. Had it been Mahatoyda, real Hezek, then there's a chiv on the state to pay that money. But since it's only a knas, we'll follow that opinion, says it's a knas, so we are going to punish the person who misbehaved. Hezek Shein and Nikkei, Loish Mehezek. Knosa, the Rabbonah, Sachakel, what is it, a knas, the Rabbonah? Is it they come to Rabbonah, based on what we just said right now? The knas is levied on the person, and Lebreile come to Rabbonah, but you're not levy a knas on the children, because not on the object, on the money itself. Nope.